This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Now, across the nation, thanks to Australia's only LGBTI radio station, Joy 94.9, and Star Observer, your destination for queer news online and in print. This is QNN. Now, here's your host, Matthew Wade.
I'm Matthew Wade, and this is your QNN update. Labor candidate for Melbourne, Luke Creasy, has withdrawn from the election following controversy over past social media posts. Since Wednesday, posts from Creasy's Facebook page from around 2012 were revealed to include memes containing rape jokes and posts making what he described as immature jokes about lesbians and Tony Abbott. In a statement on Friday, Creasy said, "While I made those awful comments many years ago and they in no way reflect the views I hold today, I understand, especially as a member of the LGBTI community, that we need to be careful about what we share or like on social media." United Australia Party candidate Tony Hanley has been linked to a Facebook page containing anti-LGBTI and anti-Muslim posts. Hanley, who is standing for the ACT electorate of Bean, is preferenced second on Liberal How to Vote cards as part of an overall preference deal with Clive Palmer's Upstart Party. The Facebook page, under Hanley's name, was recently deleted but contained a range of extreme views which Hanley told the ABC were defendable. One post said, "Once again I've witnessed the most horrible people ever in my life. They were gays, lesbians, and one we do not know if it was a man transitioning into a woman or woman transitioning into a man." A billboard from anti-LGBTI campaign group Binary Australia, attacking Labor over supporting drag queen storytelling events, has been banned by the advertising watchdog. Binary Australia submitted the billboard as part of their election campaign, photoshopping Bill Shorten and American drag queen Tempest DuJour into a classroom with young children. The Outdoor Media Association told Binary, which was attempting to crowdfund the $75,000 the billboards would cost, that they could not portray people or depict material in a way which discriminates against or vilifies a person or section of the community on account of race, ethnicity, nationality, gender, age, sexual preference, religion, disability, mental illness, or political belief. Advocates have called on the Labor Party to clarify their stance on removing anti-discrimination exemptions for religious schools as the election looms. Just Equal spokesperson Rodney Croom says Labor seems to be backing two horses after Deputy Leader Tanya Plibersek told a forum that religious schools should be able to hire staff in line with their values. Victorian Liberal candidate Peter Killen has resigned after making anti-LGBTI comments and endorsing an attack on Liberal colleague Tim Wilson. In December, Killen responded to a comment on a post by American-born far-right Christian blogger Bill Muhlenberg calling Wilson, the Liberal member for Goldstein, that notorious homosexual. Killen responded to a comment calling for the party's right to remove pre-selection from that notorious homosexual Tim Wilson, writing that the commenter's observations about Mr. T. Wilson, Federal member for Goldstein, are most pertinent at this point. On the same post, Killen described gender ideologies as evil. That was your QNN update. Now to Tanya with your sport report.
NFL team, the Tennessee Titans, have urged their state not to pass anti-LGBTQ bills. The General Assembly and Senate will consider multiple homophobic and transphobic legislation this week, like rejecting the right to parent and mandating bathroom use. The Titans released a statement with the Nashville LGBT Chamber saying they oppose discrimination and that the legislation hurts the state's ability to secure major sporting events. And finally, South African athlete Caster Semenya has lost her battle against the International Association of Athletics Federation. Semenya and other female athletes with naturally high testosterone levels will now be forced to undergo hormone therapy under new IAAF regulations in order to compete. Intersex advocates and the World Medical Association say the rules are discriminatory and may contravene medical ethics and human rights standards.
Thanks, Tanya. That's what's making news in the LGBTI community this week. The QNN team will be back here next week, or you can subscribe on iTunes. Just search for QNN. I'm Matthew Wade.
QNN was recorded at Joy 94.9 in collaboration with Star Observer. Get your queer news and entertainment fix daily. Tune in to Joy 94.9 at joy.org.au or via our app.
and visit starobserver.com.au for up-to-date news and current affairs from a queer perspective. Distributed across the Community Radio Network with thanks to the Community Broadcasting Association of Australia.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.